From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, Barack Obama gets some advice from former President Bill Clinton about how to approach the economy. Cheer up, he says. First, though, there's been little to cheer about this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a six-year low yesterday, and it's now nearly 50% off where it was a year ago. The Dow's plunge inspired a global sell-off last night in Europe and Asia, where markets are down 2 and 3%. That's having a bit of a boomerang effect. With us now for more on this is NPR's Yuki Noguchi. Yuki, explain what's happening here.
Well, it just continues to look bad. And what's happening is that things aren't showing signs of improvement. So economic data continues to be bad. Company earnings are bad. News from the financial sector, despite those bailouts, continues to be bad. So let's just start with this week. I mean, earlier this week, the government said the number of people getting unemployment benefits swelled to an all-time high of about 5 million. You know, then housing starts hit historic lows. And then meanwhile, computer maker Hewlett-Packard said, you know, the future isn't looking so bright. JCPenney's profits were down by more than a half. Credit card defaults were up. And Saab, which is part of General Motors, filed for bankruptcy today. You get the point. I talked to Shannon Zimmerman, a senior analyst at The Motley Fool, and this is how he summed it up.
What you've got is a market environment that is basically unanalyzable, and Wall Street hates mystery.
In a nutshell, that's why all the major stock indices right now are trading below the ankles. They're just basically all off about 40 or 50% from a year ago.
But Yuki, this week we also saw the signing of the stimulus bill and a new government foreclosure prevention plan. So why isn't the market reacting more positively?
Well, you'd think it would, but this is news that the market was already expecting. So it's pretty much already baked into the numbers, as they say. Also, with the stimulus, it's not clear whether and how quickly things are going to help us claw out of this recession. And, you know, let's be honest, there's lots of other bad news to offset the good. There was word that Bank of America's chairman Ken Lewis is being questioned over the very troubled acquisition of Merrill Lynch. And there's this spectacle of the feds chasing down Alan Stanford, the Texas businessman suspected of carrying out a Ponzi scheme. So, you know, those are sideshows in a way, but they also don't inspire confidence.
Consumer prices also came out today. What do they inspire?
Well, you would think that this is sort of good news on the face of it, because the Labor Department said in January that the year-over-year inflation was at zero. That's the lowest it's been since 1955. And, you know, inflation can be a bad word. But very low inflation like this for a prolonged period of time, you know, you got to look at the reasons, Alex. And the reason here is that the price of energy and clothes are down because of the severe global downturn. People are losing their jobs. They aren't buying as much. And that's why prices keep staying down.
Finally, today, Yuki, Nouriel Roubini, the New York University economist who predicted much of the fallout, said that we're just probably in the third or fourth inning, if you make the baseball analogy. So when might the economy recover?
Well, that's a huge question. It's hard to answer right now. And the markets, you know, what I can tell you is that the markets tend to be forward looking. So we'll definitely see the markets go up before we see things like the unemployment rate go down. But here I'm going to defer again to Zimmerman to comment on how he thinks investors should be reacting to a market like this one.
Unless you believe that the apocalypse really has occurred, I'm with the Warren Buffetts of the world. If you're in it for the long haul and you're willing to be patient, this is a great time to get into some great companies at very low valuations.
That's one way to look at it. NPR's Yuki Noguchi, thank you very much.
Thank you.